Hello.
Hello, is Kimberly or Mr. Billups available?
This is her son.
Hi, this is Jennifer calling with Emergency Roadside Assistance, working on her ticket to locate a provider. Just some additional details I wanted to know regarding the account. Does Monique know as far as with the awareness of the vehicle arriving today?
Yes, I called him and let him know because she already had got work there done last Thursday, and yeah, it just went out.
Okay, what time do they close?
They close at 6.
Okay, and do they offer after hour drop off in case we can't get it there before 6 p.m.?
Yeah, you probably could be able to drop off right there in front. It's a parking lot. Like, it's a little parking little spot right there.
Do they have a drop box for the key?
I think so. I think it's like in the front.
Okay. We just want to validate and make sure, because if they get there and they're not able to drop off the vehicle, she'll be charged a storage fee if they have to take it back to their lot.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure. And you're 100% sure?
Yes, I'm pretty certain. Because they referred, so I'm pretty sure they should have one. Like I said, I'm at work trying to do this for her. Yeah.
Okay, and one last question. I see the 1525 West W.T. Harris Boulevard. It looks like it's kind of like a shopping center. And what parking lot is she located as far as
it's like vehicle? it's not a shop. It's a Wells Fargo CIC. It's a little it's right there, like right when you coming over there on IBM Drive, like right there in the cut. It's like the CIC location. And I think she's right there in front of the building, like right there.
Oh, okay, from the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, not the Wells Fargo Bank, like not the bank, but the building, the little CIC campus. You know how they got a bunch of the buildings, the ball building. I forgot where it used to be, but it's right there.
And you say it's called CIT?
CIC, Wells Fargo CIC. Like right when you coming by the it's right past, after you get past the Y's, that first right on, it's the next right, it's on IBM Drive, and then you don't ride up there, you don't make a left right there into that little, into the campus.
Okay, and she's going to be with the vehicle?
She left, unlocked, she already told the security guards, because they got security there, and she already left the key in the car. They look at, they watch over, because like I said, it won't crank up anyway, and the car's unlocked.
Did she tell the agent that it was going to be unattended?
Yes. But she did not know how long it's going to take. She's been at work all day. But
okay. So I just wanted to verify and make sure, because I didn't see this information on the account. By it being unattended, just want to verify and make sure that liability waiver was agreed to, that if anything happens to the vehicle before arrival, that we're not responsible.
Okay.
All righty. Mm-hmm. And you said the key would be left inside the vehicle. Do you know where the location?
He said, one second. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries.
She said it's on the tray below. It's like in the little tray next to the center console.
All right. You said it's going to be in the center console in the tray?
Yes.
And I know you were speaking upon as far as with security guards. Is there a gate or something that they have to go through?
But it's always open. It's like one of them the roll up on, but it's no, like no security code or nothing like that to get in.
And she didn't leave one of the doors unlocked?
Yes.
All righty, one moment. All right, just notating this account. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, so I have everything that I need. I'll go ahead and get everything set up, and she'll receive a text of, well, you'll receive a text.
I could give you her number so she could receive the text if you would like. I thought they put it on their account. So okay. She literally just got home too. It should be a 957-2736.
You say she did leave one of the doors open, right?
You left one of the doors unlocked, didn't you?
Yeah, I left the driver's side and opened the back seat.
Yeah, one of the doors unlocked.
All righty, and what was that secondary phone number?
You used my number as secondary, 704-89. Oh, no, you already got my number. You need her number, correct?
Hold on, let me see.
You got the 957?
Is it the 2736?
Yeah, that's her number.
Okay, good deal. I'll go ahead and have everything set up, and there will be a text message sent out with the provider's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival.
Okay.
All right. I sure do appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.